Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Well, the Bills are trending with the big game this weekend. Josh Allen talks about taking on the Ravens presser yesterday.
I feel like we've grown quite a bit since that game. Obviously learned a lot from those moments. Going back and watching it obviously wasn't our best effort. Felt like we didn't play our best football. But again, they got a really good team too. That they're playing this week for a reason. Their defense the last really eight to 10 weeks has been superb. Their offense is fantastic as well. They got a lot of studs over there, led by Lamar obviously. And it's a tough team to play regardless.
Coach talks about taking on the Ravens and their offense.
They do a tremendous job. I mean, they move people off the line of scrimmage. They out-scheme people. I think Coach Monken is one of the best out there and what they do in their offense and the run game in particular. And then you've got to be able to tackle Derrick Henry. So they do a really good job.
So the weather's going to be an issue. It's going to be really cold on Sunday night. And Spencer Brown talked about why playing in Buffalo is hard for visiting teams.
You know, playing here in our stadium, I think it's one of the hardest environments to play in, especially the playoffs. I think it's about to be 8 degrees or something like that. Hopefully 40 mile an hour winds and 3 feet of snow is kind of what I want. But, I'm playing a Bills Mafia show out. There's no doubt about that. But, looking forward to Sunday.
Number 17 talked about the song that gets played a lot during the game, Mr. Brightside.
Hopefully very loud when they're on offense and second and third down and making it hard for them. But just the energy, the juice, the vibes, our goal is to get to the fourth quarter and have Mr. Brightside be playing. And I know the fans love that, but that gives us such a little shot of energy that we're going to need going into this game.
Do you ever have a signal to them on when to play it?
Yeah.
No, I honestly don't know when they play it. I know it's usually in the fourth quarter, though, so gets the people going.
Gets the people going is right. Bills play 6:30. Sunday night. Sabres got a win last night, beating the Hurricane for their third win in four games. McLeod scored two goals. Buffalo Sabres beat Carolina 4-2 Wednesday night. Cousins and Tage Thompson also scored. Jason Zucker, two assists for the Sabres. Again, winning their third time in four games. 35 saves between the pipes. Sabres will host Pittsburgh tomorrow night. Sunday is when TikTok could go dark. So days are numbered, or maybe not, because President-elect Donald Trump may issue an executive order that would suspend the TikTok ban scheduled to go into effect on Sunday. That move would prevent U.S. officials from enforcing the law for 60 to 90 days. Wouldn't cancel it completely, but put another pause on this law that goes into effect on Sunday. What you may see on Sunday, unless the president-elect kicks in some executive order, you could see when you log on to TikTok something where you get redirected to a message saying not available anymore. You won't be able to do updates. You could access it if you can trick the app into thinking you're in another country with some kind of VPN. There are other options that have popped up. They don't seem to be any safer than the issues that TikTok presented with the Chinese ownership. Sunday is the deadline for TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, to sell its U.S. assets or be pulled from the U.S. app stores due to concerns over the app's links to the Chinese government. So that's set to go into effect on Sunday. Back in our area, town of Niagara, the Niagara County SPCA and town of Niagara police are seeking information for someone they believe abandoned a puppy in a dumpster in a Wendy's parking lot early Wednesday morning. Officers have released images of a white vehicle and a person they would like to question in connection with the incident. The puppy is currently receiving care from the fine people at the Niagara County SPCA. Dom, our lawyer friend, Dominic Saraceno, offering a $3,000 reward for any information that leads to the arrest of the individual or individuals responsible. They did post a picture, a couple of kind of, you know, security cam shots of the vehicle and the person and trying to figure out who dumped this dog in a dumpster.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even hear that story. Find that person. And look at Dom offering a reward. That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's
and that's somebody,
is.
That's an adult who has a driver's license, who has a car that did that.
Mm-hmm. I can't even.
No.
But yeah, that happened at the Wendy's in town of Niagara. President Joe Biden delivered his farewell address from the Oval Office with help of a pillow to prop him up during the 18-minute speech. Photos taken from just outside the Oval. Dude, there was a small cushion wedge between him and the seat. That seemingly firm leather chair. Whatever. If you want a pillow for comfort. It was a long, long see you later speech.
Okay.
The oldest serving U.S. president has often struggled with his balance, stamina recently. And so whatever. It was just that was a side note from what was said. Talk about this potential peace in the Middle East that was announced yesterday. This is a several component kind of peace accord or peace deal that's been reached in the Middle East. Hopefully it stays. It comes in several phases. First phase has yet to be implemented. Biden served as a senator from for Delaware from 1973 to 2009. Also called for term limits of 18 years for Supreme Court justices who currently serve lifelong appointments. He was running down some of the, you know, here's what I did in my time during that 18-minute speech last night. He said, I wish the incoming administration success because I want America to succeed. That was last night. That's it for your news. Time is 6:28. Go Bills.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.